The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri Channel, Alhamdulillah, welcome to another episode of Who is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. In these episodes, Alhamdulillah, we have covered some of the works of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Ala Hazrat's childhood. And inshallah Azawajal, today we'll be covering one of the great works of the great Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Ali. That is Kanzul Iman Sharif. As you know, and the Kanzul Iman Sharif is the translation of the Holy Quran, which the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote. Inshallah, before we learn regarding Kanzul Iman Sharif, let's start with making good intentions. It is mentioned in Hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Inshallah, the more righteous one intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. It's a request to the viewers of Madani Channel, try to make good intentions before every righteous action, inshallah, you will benefit from this in this world and the Akhirah. Let's make the intention that we will try to listen to this silsila from start to the end, inshallah, and we will listen to this silsila to gain the knowledge of deen and to teach it to others, inshallah. We'll start with listening to a benefit of sending peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliya writes in Ziyai Durud Al Salam, which has been translated by the Translation Majlis of Dawat Islami and published by the Publishing Department of Dawat Islami, Maktatum Al Madina. On page 8, Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliya mentions the blessings of Durud Al Pak. Let's listen to this, inshallah. Undoubtedly, Allah has pointed an angel to my grave who has been granted the ability to hear the voices of every creation. Hence, whoever recites Salat upon me until the day of judgment, he, the angel, presents to me that person's name along with his father's name and says, so and so has recited Salat upon you this time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. My dear Islamic brothers, just think how fortunate is that Muslim who recites Salat upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that his name along with his father's name is presented in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A point also to be noted here, that the blessed angel appointed at the blessed grave of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he can hear and listen to the people reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world, of millions of people reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time. And if this is the state of that one angel who is present at the grave of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine what will be the power and the ability of hearing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah, today we're going to cover one of the great works of the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, and that is Kanzul Iman. You might be thinking, what is Kanzul Iman? Kanzul Iman is the translation which the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi writ from the Arabic language into the Urdu language. And this, the uniqueness of this work, inshallah, in our episode today, inshallah, we will learn regarding Kanzul Iman Sharif.
Before we go into the actual Kanzul Iman and how it come about, one thing we need to realize about the personality of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is that he was a personality and he was an individual, that he had expertise in many different sciences.
SubhanAllah.
And the ulum of the Quran, this is at the top level, at the highest, one of the highest aspects of the level of expertise of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he didn't at this stage yet, before the beginning of the translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, Ala Hazrat didn't begin the work of the translation of the Quran. But what happened was that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it was part of his custom and his routine that whatever book he had in his library, he would make some sort of side notes on it, marginal notes or footnotes on it.
Hashiya,
and this was a hashiya, what we call in the Urdu language. This is was the custom of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. To the extent that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala himself, he says that there's probably very rare to find a book in my library that doesn't have one of these hashiyas written on it.
No, just before you go forward, I just like to mention, I like to say one thing, that today people learn a bit of Arabic and they pick up the Holy Quran and they think that, okay, I can understand Arabic, or I've learned a bit of Arabic, I am able to translate the Holy Quran into my own words myself. So this is something which sadly in our time people think, oh, anyone can do this, although this is not the case. To translate the Holy Quran, you just don't need the Arabic language. You need a lot more than that. And this is why the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he actually put forward the translation, that this was a need for the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Obviously, especially the Holy Quran being the Kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, extra caution needs to be taken place when translating this from the Arabic language into any other language, which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala put into the Urdu language. And not one science is needed for this. Like you mentioned, the science of the Arabic language, this isn't enough. The ulum of the Quran, being able to understand the ilm of tafsir, ilm al hadith, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained different ayat of the Holy Quran and that their meaning behind it, what the difference of mansukh and nasikh, all of these are different knowledges. That some ayat of the Quran, they mention one order, then another ayat of the Quran, it cancelled the previous order and gave a new order for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of this is knowledge that is needed to translate the Holy Quran.
We can gather one thing from this, is that if you look at the previous fuqaha, the great mujaddids or the great people of the time, not everyone translated the Holy Quran, did they? No. Not everyone put a tafsir or a commentary to the Holy Quran. And this was obviously done by unique people, people who were chosen to do this sort of work. It was done by them.
In every science, there are selected individuals. Like when you talk about ilm al-tafsir, you hear about the people like Sahib Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi ta'ala, and these people, these are the pioneers of ilm al-tafsir. When you come to ilm al-hadith, you have Sahib Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi, etc., etc. And then when you come to ulum al-fiqh, in each madhab, there are the scholars and the pioneers of their own madhab. But when you look at the personality of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he's a master in them all.
SubhanAllah.
He's all in one, alhamdulillah. Ulum al-Tafsir, he's a master in that. Ulum al-Hadith, he's a master in that. Ulum al-Rasul al-Hadith, he's a master in that. In the Ulum of Fiqh, he's a master in that. In the Ulum of Usul al-Fiqh, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was a master in that. So Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he was one of those individuals that we find very few in our day, in the history of the ulama of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, that was a master in many different aspects. Uh-huh. And such was his mastery that he was then requested to go ahead with the translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman.
Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the way he put the translation of Kanzul Iman together, the other one of the main things we find in the Kanzul Iman Sharif itself is how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi kept respect of the prophets of Allah and the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this, because like we mentioned earlier, it's not easy, you know, one cannot just, because of knowing Arabic language, able to translate it into another language. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he did this very beautifully.
Definitely.
Starting from Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if you look at most of the people, the way they have translated this was Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi started that with the name of Allah first. If you look at in the Urdu text, it's Allah ke naam se shuru. So Alhamdulillah, this was something which Al-Hazrat, the way Al-Hazrat translated this and showing that the name of Allah first, this was something unique, you know, from the translations which have been translated into the Urdu language, and how Allah has kept this in the sight.
Allah has rahmatullahi ta'ala, wherever he went, he left his mark.
Subhanallah.
And even when he come to the translation of the Quran, he left his mark.
Subhanallah.
He showed that this is the way you translate the Quran with love, with respect, with reverence, and keeping in mind the dignity, the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dignity and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam, how their events are mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the events of the previous nations are mentioned in the Holy Quran, how beautifully Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he translated these works and these different events that are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Throughout the Holy Quran, there are books written on the translation of Kanzul Iman and the other translations of the Quran. People have compared how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala translated the Quran and that to the other the translations of the Quran. In relation to this, one particular Alim Sahib, he gathered the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in Ulum al-Tafsir, where Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has quoted particular ayat of the Holy Quran, and then he has given the commentary of those ayat of the Quran in his books. And not talking, this is before the coming of Kanzul Iman Sharif. And this comes together to cover approximately 3 volumes of books. So this is the extent of the knowledge of Ilm al-Tafsir of Sakari Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And along with this, as we mentioned about the custom of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would add his marginal notes and everything. This would be in such a way that Allah wouldn't need to go back and refer to books. This was from the top of the head, top of the memory of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And this is very unique and very important to understand when we talk about how how Kanzul Iman come about. And at the beginning, first Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, like we already mentioned in our previous silsile, that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written over 1,000 books. An entire encyclopedia has been written in terms of the Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif, which we're going to come on to in the coming silsile, inshaAllah. But Al-Hazrat was so busy in all of these works. Because of all of the different services Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was providing for the Ummah at that time, Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali was extremely busy. But one of the great disciples and the students and the Khalifa of Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, none other than Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqah, Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he understood and he realized the importance of this task. And he explained this importance to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, eventually he accepted this wish of Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqah Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and they decided to begin the translation of the Holy Quran.
MashaAllah, it was also for the viewers of Madni channel, they need to know that time period this took place in, because in that time there was a lot of fitna from many people, and people at that time were going into the disrespect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were saying things regarding the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is why even in the translations many people made many mistakes regarding the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or how they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What happened when you started beginning start the work of the translation of the Quran Kanzul Iman, Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala, he would explain that how in the Urdu language there is no real translation that upholds all of these aspects of the deen of Islam, and upholds the honor and dignity of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, etc. And after this continuous persuasion of for Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala to do a work like this, then Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala eventually he agreed.
He was a great scholar himself as well, Sharia
rahmatullahi ta'ala.
He was a great scholar himself, but he knew what Allah Hazrat could give. This is why he's requested in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah.
Definitely. But then when it was agreed, Allah Hazrat didn't have time. When was Allah Hazrat meant to do this translation of the Quran? So what was agreed was that either during the daytime when I take rest, or at night time when I'm about to lay down for sleep. At that time, Allah Hazrat requested Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that at either one of these two times, you come to me with a pen and paper, and we'll do the translation of the Quran like that. And it is mentioned that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would translate the Quran in such a way how a mazboot hafiz, a strong hafiz of Quran, how he just recites the does the tilawat of the Holy Quran.
Just mentioning it and
just mentioning it, straight and that's how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he would translate the Quran.
You know, if you just translate anything normal even, and if you go back to, say if you translate something from the Urdu language into the English, and what happens is, when you're translating like this, because the way the flow of the Urdu language and the flow of the English language
completely different.
When you translate, if you do to word translation, what happens is the sentence doesn't even make sense.
Definitely.
Right? You're well off, and then you have to look until what was written here. This is not even a proper English sentence. So to do that straight from the head and to translate it, to put it into the word, and I don't think Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali actually made a change to Kanzul Iman. It was the way it was said, and that's how it was written, and that was it.
And that was it. Not only that, the ulama that were present with Sadr al-Sharia in this gathering, along with Sadr al-Sharia, rahmatullahi ta'ala themselves, what they would do is, after they get the translation from Allah Hazrat, they would go back and they would check the tafasir, and they realize that the translation that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has given, on the spot, from memory, this would be 100% in confinement with the big major tafasir. And it will completely explain what the major tafasir have explained in many pages and many volumes. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in a short sentence in the translation of the ayat of the Quran, of that particular verse of the Quran, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali would bring all of that together and mention it in the translation of the verse of that Holy Quran.
I'd just like to say to the viewers of Madani channel here, Alhamdulillah, if you look at the seerah, the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, he was so combined with a lot of works, and he didn't have time. Even then, he made time specifically for Kanzul Iman Sharif. And this is something which, as the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, we should all try to take this aboard, that how we should make time, because this was great works of Allah Hazrat, he translated the Quran. We should at least make time in reading the Quran, in reading the translation of the Kanzul Iman Sharif. This work is then, if we were to ask how many people have actually read the whole translation of Kanzul Iman at least once in their life, maybe there will be so little. So we should try to make time in reading the Holy Quran on a daily basis, and reading the translation also. This is why our Shaykh Tariqat Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali has given us this mindset, that on a daily basis, three verses of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman with translation and tafsir, with commentary. Try to do this. Just three verses. And inshallah, if you were to act upon this Madani Inam, which Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Ali has given, inshallah, we will able to at least do something that we are getting something of the Holy Quran, and not just having the Holy Quran left in the cupboards or on top of the cupboards, and picked up in Ramadan. And a lot of the times we pick up the Holy Quran, we pick it up and we just wipe the dust, because it's only been picked up in the month of Ramadan. And never mind knowing the translation, we can't even read the Holy Quran properly. And this, Alhamdulillah, the ulama and the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi, he did this great work. Why? For the sake of the Ummah. And we as the Ummah, we have time for everything else. We have time for our studies, for our many people go to university, go into college, university, get degrees. We spend years of our lives in doing this. But when it comes to the Holy Quran, we tend to give little time to this, or hardly any time to this. But inshallah, we will move on to regarding some of the examples of the works of Allah Hazrat, the Kanzul Iman Sharif, and the translation and the uniqueness of this translation, inshallah.
Example that is mentioned is from Surah Duha, in the 30th para of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being in deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And but this was also mistranslated by some translators, and they say that Allah says that we found you lost. and we guided you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never lost. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we mentioned at the beginning as well, to translate the Quran is not just enough to know the Arabic language. You need to know the vast different meanings of the Arabic words as well. Because Arabic is a vast language. It's such a language that one word, it will have over 40, 50 different meanings. And you need to know what word fits in the scenario that is being mentioned in that sentence. And when you're talking about the like of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you're talking about the likes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to know about those words that are befitting the status of Allah and befitting the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You know, just here, something which really should hit the minds and especially the views of Madani channel is that to call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being lost. And we know that the Anbiya alayhi salam are protected from any defects. They are masoom, they are saved from sin, or they are saved from this type of defect. And to call the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being lost, this would not befit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or any of the Prophets alayhi wa sallam.
The thing with Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi, that you look and you realize from his works is that those words that can have a double meaning. Al-Hazrat, he would even refrain from those words as well.
Allah.
So that someone can take a wrong meaning out of it, Al-Hazrat, he would refrain from those as well. Uh-huh. And this is the beauty of Al-Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sadr al-Sharia, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, and he mentions that once this task of the translation of Kanzul Iman, this was completed, then we requested Al-Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to elaborate a bit on top of this. To do a bit more on top of this. And then Al-Hazrat Ahmad in the same sequence agreed that, okay, I've given you this time anyway during my rest time. Wow. You come during that time and we will continue and we'll elaborate on this. Wow. Then Al-Hazrat Sadr Shariat Ahmad Barakatman Ali, he says that Al-Hazrat, he began elaborating on these verses of the Quran on Tanzul Iman. Like we've already mentioned, the grand level of the ilmul tafsir of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Sadr al-Sharia, he says that a couple of days went past, 3 or 4 days went past, and Allah Hazrat wrote so much on this, and we realized that after, when we complete it, it will go up to 10 to 12 different volumes of tafsir of the Holy Quran. So what was decided was that we don't need such a great tafsir now. We need something brief, just brief explanation of this. But as Allah Azza wa Jal willed, this task of a brief explanation, it wasn't able to be completed during the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And that original work of the tafsir of the Holy Quran,
I believe
this came to a stop as well.
I believe some of his students took this aboard afterwards. Yes.
But Sadr al-Sharia, before we talk about the students taking this forward, is Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions afterwards, when he realized that this wasn't able to be done, he goes, if only we continued that for a bit, Allah, and we got even one para. If only we got one para of the tafsir of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that would have benefited the Ummah immensely. And we would have realized the rank of this grand individual. And he, even that one para that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala would have been explaining, that would have been sufficient for the Ummah as well. But like you mentioned, in relation to the students of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and the later scholars continuing this work, one of the great people that continued this work is one of the Khalifas and of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Sadrul Afadil Mawlana Mufti Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Al-Hadi, a very famous tafsir on top of Kanzul Iman Sharif, which is entitled Khazainul Irfan. And the beauty of this is that it's done in such a way that the connection between Kanzul Iman Sharif and Khazainul Irfan is maintained throughout the tafsir. So if you read Kanzul Iman Sharif, then read Khazainul Irfan, then come back to the Ayat Kanzul Iman and then Khazainul Irfan, it all links to one another. There's a combination in between it all. And this is the beauty of this Khazainul Irfan that was done by Mufti Naimuddin Murad Abadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi. After them, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They also done a tafsir on top of Kanzul Iman Sharif entitled Nurul Irfan, which is also a very beautiful tafsir. It is related by Shaykh Muhakkik Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They mention that in the past, there was one of our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that in the tafsir of the Quran, every single verse, they would mention the na'at and the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every single verse, they would mention the na'at and the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the ulama of our time, they say when you look at the tafsir of Nur al-Irfan of Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you will also realize that 70 to 80% of this tafsir is also in praise and in the na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And going further in our modern day and age, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, the grand Mufti of Dawat-e-Islami, Sheikh al-Hadith wa Tafsir, Mufti Abu Saleh Muhammad Qasim al-Tari, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he has also done a tafsir on top of Kanzul Iman entitled Siratul Jinan, which Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the official publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, Maktabatul Madinah, has published on 10 volumes. And Mufti Qasim Sahib, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, what they have done is, along with mentioning the translation of Kanzul Iman, because that was 150 years ago or so, the Urdu language has changed.
Yeah, it is
it's very difficult for us to understand.
Yes.
Okay, at that time it was easy for the people of that time. But for us to understand in this day and age is difficult. The Urdu language has changed over time. So Mufti Qasim Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, they have got Kanzul Iman Sharif. And the main thing, they've made it easier in easy Urdu for our day and age. And they have released their translation, Kanzul Irfan, on top of Kanzul Iman Sharif.
Mashallah.
And then on top of that, Alhamdulillah, they've done their tafsir, Siratul Jinan.
MashaAllah, the viewers of Madni channel, you'll be happy to know, Alhamdulillah, some of these translations which were done in the Urdu language, for example, the translation of Kanzul Iman, there's also a translation of Kanzul Iman, inshallah, coming very soon into the English language, inshallah, which has been done, and hopefully, inshallah, very soon it'll be printed and published, inshallah, azawajal. So those viewers who are waiting for the English translation of Kanzul Iman, inshallah, Dawat Islami will also provide this
inshallah,
as well, as, along with many other translations of many other books. So, alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we heard briefly regarding Kanzul Iman Sharif. To be honest with you, the time would never justify speaking regarding Kanzul Iman. Every word which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, the way Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi chose the words to put in the translation of Kanzul Iman, and the uniqueness of them words, the sentences, the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, talking about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in such a unique way, alhamdulillah, in this short time, we will never able to cover it. But for the viewers of Madni channel, it's a humble request that whenever you are reading the Quran, whenever you are reading the translation of the Quran, always refer back to Kanzul Iman Sharif. This was the great works of the Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. Like I mentioned, soon inshallah Azawajal will be available in the English language. So this is that translation of that lover of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who would, every word when he would write, he would think of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would write these words. So my dear Islamic brothers, this is the uniqueness of the works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Inshallah Azawajal, in the coming silsilas, we will mention regarding some of the more works of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. We yet to talk about Hadaike Bakshish, the poetry of the great Imam Ahmad. You'll find more signs of more, how you'll understand how the love the great Mujaddid Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh had. So my dear Islamic brothers, I will leave you with this, that keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms of Reza. The gardens are flourishing and blossoming with the blooms